Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good Thursday evening. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin, and we are here on 1320 WILS. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll get into this attack in Chicago. Pastor Aubrey Shines will be here to give us his take. Also, the grid, our power grid, we now know that the Vermont utility was not hacked by the Russians, but how vulnerable is the grid really? We will hear from an expert. But first, today, the director of the Unemployment Insurance Agency in Michigan, removed after really a scandalous situation. 93% of the fraud allegations against unemployment insurance applicants here in Michigan were false. This under some new computerized system, something my next guest has been investigating. Stephen Gray joins us, University of Michigan law professor and director of the university's Unemployment Insurance Clinic. Steve, great to have you on WILS.
Great to be here.
When did you first hear about this problem?
Back in 2013 is when it first started to surface, with clients coming into our clinic, which were being accused of fraud for benefits that they had claimed many years prior.
Okay, this is the Midas system. How did this work?
Well, it was a new computer system that they implemented in October of 2013, and the system would basically scour back through prior claims for unemployment insurance benefits and look for any mismatches in answers that claimants would give in applying for benefits. And if they found a mismatch, they would assume, first of all, that it was likely that the claimant committed fraud. Mm-hmm. They would send out a questionnaire automatically, and if the claimant didn't respond to the questionnaire in 10 days, they would immediately make a fraud determination.
And now, what would that mean to the claimant?
Well, we have in Michigan by far the highest fraud penalties of any state in the union. So we have 400% penalties. And so we would have claimants, that were drawing at the time back in 2008, 2009, sometimes 99 weeks worth of benefits. Mm-hmm. And then you multiply by that 400% penalties on top. We had claimants that were coming in with $110,000, $120,000 in fraud fines that were assessed against them.
Was there an attempt to make the state aware of this at the time then?
There was, and we didn't get a response from the state, and so we reached out, another professor and I, Dr. Luke Schaefer, in the public policy department here at the university. We sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Labor, uh-huh, basically highlighting the problems that we were seeing in the system and letting them know that this was going on, and they started an investigation.
Okay, do you think the administration was aware then? The Snyder administration knew this was a problem all along?
I don't know about Snyder, but certainly the agent, I don't know about all along, but they certainly knew shortly after it was beginning to surface.
Okay. So at what point did they finally acknowledge that Midas wasn't working?
Well, I'm not sure they've really ever acknowledged that. Over this last summer, they started a review of some of the cases in conjunction with that U.S. Department of Labor investigation that was going on, mm-hmm, and also as a result of pressure put on by Sandra Levin's office. And they started to review some of those cases, and that's where they came back and reported that. There was about 62,000 fraud determinations during that two-year window where Midas was sort of operating unabated.
Okay.
And they reviewed about 20,000 of them, and that's where you get that 93% error rate.
So they've only reviewed a third of the actual number?
Yeah, I mean, they're saying that there's 30,000 left that haven't been reviewed. It's somewhere between 30 and 40,000, I believe, that still need to be reviewed.
And so what ended up happening to all these fraud claims? Did people have to pay the state, or?
Yeah, I mean, a number of them did. I mean, they would have their taxes withheld. They would have their wages garnished. A number of people that were, sort of wrongly accused, had money withheld.
Is Midas still in operation?
Midas is still in operation, although they have made some adjustments to it yet, but I still think that there are some more changes that need to take place.
What do you mean? Is it still coming up with false fraud charges? Or?
Well, they now don't allow the computer to make a fraud determination just on its own. They're supposed to be now a human being that actually will look at these data mismatches and then make an assessment and do some fact-finding. It's unclear yet how much fact-finding is actually taking place, but the number of fraud accusations has dropped dramatically.
Okay. Do you think MITRE should be taken down completely?
I'm unwilling to say that quite yet, but it's got programmed into the system the presumption that whenever there's a mismatch in an answer, mm-hmm. that a claimant committed fraud.
Like, what kind of mismatch are we talking about?
So, for example, if you report, when you claim benefits, you report one piece of information you report is the number, the reason that you were separated from employment. So you may report that you were laid off. You may report that you were fired. You may report that you quit. Mm-hmm. And if you report an answer to that that's different than what your employer reports, then that there's a red flag that pops up in MITRE and says, hey, this claimant may have committed fraud. Let's see. Let's start an investigation into fraud. Mm-hmm. And the reason for separation, although it may sound pretty straightforward, but it's amazing how many times when somebody separates from employment, it's not exactly clear,
right.
You know, why they were separated. Nobody actually said they were fired. Nobody said they were laid off. They say something like, well, things aren't really working out here.
Okay, but do you qualify for unemployment if you quit or get fired?
Well, if you're fired for misconduct, you do not qualify. But if you're fired for some other reason, for circumstances beyond your control, or if you're laid off, then you do qualify. Okay. If you quit for reasons beyond your control or for reasons that, a reasonable person would cause you would cause a reasonable person to quit, then you would also qualify.
I'm curious, what would that be? What's a factor that goes beyond your control for quitting?
Let me give you an example. I represented somebody who worked in a muffler repair shop, and he developed an allergy to something in, the welding process. And so he just had this horrible rash. And he went to his employer and said, my doctor's saying I have this rash and it's not going away, and it's because, of this allergy that I've got. And they're like, can I take a job outside of the shop? Can I work at behind the counter? And like, well, I'm sorry, you don't have anything behind the counter.
Mm-hmm.
He really didn't have an option at that point.
Okay. One last thing, Steve, those that were falsely accused of fraud by the unemployment agency, were they paid back then?
Well, like I said, some of them were. If they took money and they were part of the review process, they were paid back, or if they were represented by us or happened to get a hearing mm-hmm. and won, then they got paid back. But like I said, there's still, as far as we know, at least 30,000 claims out there from that two-year window between 2013 and 2015 that we think still need to get reviewed.
Now, what are those hearings like when you go and try to explain your case?
The judges now have seen so many falsely accused people that they're starting to get a little bit angry with the agency for bringing forward these fraud cases. And so we've done hundreds of these cases and we were able to exonerate, everybody so far. So,
And today the director of the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency removed from his post, Stephen Gray, University of Michigan law professor and director of the University of Michigan's Unemployment Insurance Clinic. Steve, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Mike.